This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah has a special group of angels whose job is to look for gatherings of dhikr, where Allah is being mentioned and praised. When these angels find such a lecture, a halaqah, and so on, they make an announcement to the other angels. Come here to the thing you're looking for. So the angels get excited and they rush to that gathering. May Allah make you and I in such gatherings, Ya Rab. And the angels start to surround this gathering and spread its wings, so much so that many angels attend all the way to the heavens. Sold out event. Full house. May Allah protect us, Ya Rab. After the gathering is concluded, the halaqah is over, the angels ascend. Then Allah asks them the following questions, though Allah already knows the answer to all the questions. Here is the first one. Allah asks them, where did you come from? The angels reply, we came from a group of servants of yours. May Allah make us His servant. Ya Rab. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also another authentic narration, He asks the angels, what were my servants saying? The angels reply, they were glorifying you, praising you, Ya Allah, honoring you, worshipping you. Then Allah asks the angels, have they seen me? The angels said, no, wallahi, they have not seen you, Ya Allah. So Allah asks, how would their behavior be had they seen me? Their attitude, how would it be? The angels reply, had they seen you, Ya Allah? They would increase in their glorification. They would praise you from the bottom of the heart. They would increase in their praise to you. Then Allah says, what is it that they ask from me? What is it that they want? The angels reply, may Allah bless these angels. They hook us up. They reply on your behalf, inshallah. The angels reply, they ask to enter your paradise, jannatak. So Allah said, did they ever seen my paradise? The angels reply, no, they have not seen it, O our Lord. So Allah asks, how would they behave had they seen my paradise? So you and I are in dunya. Let's say Allah opens up the sky and we see Jannah. How would our attitude change? The angel said, had they seen it, they would ask even more for it. They would do everything that leads to it and they would desire it more than ever before. Then Allah asks the last question. What is it that they seek refuge from? The angels reply, from the hellfire, from Jahannam. Then Allah asks, have they seen it? The angels reply, no, they have not seen it, O our Lord. So Allah asks, how would they behave had they seen it? If you and I see Jahannam today, may Allah protect you and I from it, how would your day change? How would your night change? How would your browsing change? The angels, they reply, had they seen it, Ya Allah, they would fear it even more. They would stay away from anything that would lead them to it. Then Allah says, bear witness, O angels, that I have forgiven all those in that gathering. Allahu Akbar. But one of the angels says something. Look what the angel says. Ya Allah, there was one person among the gathering who did not come for the gathering, and he is a severe sinner. He's khattah, so much haram that he does. And he even just came for a personal worldly reason. So he didn't come to hear the Quran or a lecture, just for a worldly matter. That's it. Maybe there's dinner, there's food, whatever the case is. Allah replies, ready? He says, this is a gathering that no one leaves as a loser, meaning that man too is also forgiven. The barakah of such gathering, the khair in it. May Allah allow you and I to live in our lives where we are always in such attendance of beautiful gatherings. And may Allah protect you and I from evil gatherings. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum.